You're listening to the Music Manumit podcast for May 9th, 2011. Learn more at musicmanumit.com. Hi, and welcome to another Music Manumit. I am Tom, and always with me is Doug.
Hello, Tom. One of these days, like, you're going to be doing a show like I had with the Headphonica.
Yeah.
And then all these times when you say, and then from that day forward, you will not be able to say, as always.
That's true. That's true.
So I guess as long as people listen to them in order, that statement will be true.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't know if people, how do you listen to podcasts? Getting, let's go ahead and derail this right out of the station. Cause I think we listen to podcasts differently. So I was just curious your general method of listening to podcasts. Well, first procuring the podcast and then listening.
Subscribe to them in a bunch of different places, but mainly I try to subscribe to them in Google Reader because that is one spot where I always know I can at least, you know, find them and see what's going on. But then I'll use other aggregators on different computers and whatnot. And I used to set them to automatically download, but sometimes that would get overwhelming, especially when I listen to a lot of them. So what I do now is I kind of do it the same way that I read news. I will look at the title and think, is that interesting? And then I'll listen to it. Otherwise, I'll kind of graze through them and go pick out the one that I think I want to listen to, and that's what I listen to it. I listen to it like I surf, channel surf on TV. Like, I'll just kind of, like, I have ones that I know I like, so I'll subscribe to them, and then I'll just kind of look at them and go, oh, let's check out that episode. So that's the way I do it. How do you do it?
Well, I did them all on my phone.
Yeah.
And that will save, like, how far into the track has been played. So if I listen to a podcast for 5 minutes and then have to pause it, it's like 5 minutes quality. So then I can pick it up later and do it.
Yeah.
So I'll switch, you know, podcasts back and forth several times. I very rarely just sit down and listen to one, unless it's like a 4 or 5 minute podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But like Linux Outlaws or, you know, like Open Metal Cast or anything that's longer than like 5-10 minutes, I'm not going to listen to all in one sitting. But the way that I manage them is that I have them set to auto-delete if I get behind. So like some of them I'll only keep 10 episodes, and when they get old, they'll delete. And some of them I keep less than that, the ones that I'm not going to listen to as often. Or if they're a daily podcast, sometimes I'll only keep like 5. Because,
yeah,
or, you know, if it's like a news podcast, who wants to listen to the news that's 6 days old?
Right.
So,
yeah, when I used to work from home, I listened to a lot more. I would just basically, cause I'd listen to them all day long while I was either, you know, cleaning the house or, you know, doing things or whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. Somehow I got out of that. And it's funny cause I realize even now as I'm saying that, you know, at work, I sit and work, you know, I mean, it's really not that different. So I don't know what got me out of it. I mean, I listen to, I guess I don't listen to music podcasts as much as I used to, because there are more places to get it now. I think that's the reason why I don't listen. I used to listen to tons and tons of music podcasts. I don't think there are as many out there as there used to be too, because of the way that music is procured now, you know? I mean, can you name, aside from like, you know, the few that we've had on our show, can you really name a lot of the other ones? I mean, some of the ones that I used to listen to are still kicking around, like the Insomnia Radios, like all of their different versions are still around, but those are really the only music podcasts aside from, you know, Open Metal Cast and Rat Hole Radio that I know of off the top of my head.
Well, there's Bugcast, there's the Libre FM podcast.
That's true, yeah.
CC Hits ones.
The Libra one, does that still come out monthly, or are they, I mean, I know that's what they were planning to do was monthly, but
the Libra FM one?
Yeah, but it got kind of sporadic, right?
I think it's come out every month.
Okay.
I wouldn't swear to that, but I think it has. I think they might have missed one podcast one month, or that month came out late or something.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. April, May, June, July, August. Oh, they skipped September. And October, November, December, and then it's good January, February, March. So basically every month. They've skipped two since they started. So
there's our mystery sneezer again tonight.
Yeah.
I love that, like, every time we've done the show, she sneezes at around this time. There's got to be something that goes on at your house that makes her sneeze at this certain time every night.
Yeah.
Like, there's a noise, maybe, or a flash of light.
I don't know.
I love that, though. It surprises me every time.
Yeah. Well, the lights are off this time, and they were on last time, so...
So it's not that.
Light.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. But going back to the music podcast,
yeah,
Dan had somebody on that has a podcast, the music podcast. I want to say it's like Liverpool Acoustic or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna just look that up here real quick.
Okay.
Nick Tan. Aerial photography. Yeah, it says. Yeah, it doesn't say what his podcast is. That's a poor job of promoting this guy. Dan, jeez.
I'm looking for a link that I got sent the other day, but I can't seem to find it. It is a new streaming radio site. And we've actually been getting a lot of play on it, and it's actually linked to an IRC channel. So you go to the site and they stream different things, and they have different shows that they play, a lot of them being music, which is how I found out about it. And they have on the page itself just a built-in IRC, and you sit there and chat in the chat room, and while you're listening to it, what it will do is it will send a Twitter an announcement of what songs are playing or whatever. And I can't for the life. I swear I just saw it where I'm looking, and I'm not finding it right now. I got to find that. So I'll continue to look. But it's I know that you're an IRC fan, and
yeah,
and I thought you might dig that. So I was gonna bring that up. So I'll have to keep looking for it. But I mean, I went to it a few times because what it'll do is it on Twitter, it'll do an at message to, you know, the band that it's playing. So so I've gone to it because it's like, you know, it'll say now playing Lorenzo's music on whatever, the name that I can't remember. And for some reason, now I can't find it. So I visited it. This is where I was going with that. So I went to the site, and there's like tons of people there, and they're sitting there talking, and they're talking about what they're listening to. So it's like an IRC channel for this thing that they're listening to right now, and it was kind of interesting, and I thought you'd dig it. So I'll continue to look cool. In the meantime. The show this week, we did, or you did, some Earth Day stuff. I didn't even know that it was Earth Day. That shows how much I pay attention to my surroundings,
You know, I don't think there was a big...
Doesn't seem like it was a big push this year, no.
I think just... People, whole Libya situation and the tornadoes. I guess the tornadoes were after Earth Day, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, from what it seems like Earth was pretty much pissed off anyway, So.
Yeah, I mean, the tornadoes happened after Earth Day, I think. So maybe that's retribution for nobody taking Earth Day seriously.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But it didn't seem like there was. I mean, I don't even think Google did one of their usual, theming of their homepage for it.
Yeah.
They did one for the freaking state fair today, for crying out loud. What the hell is that all about? The 100th anniversary of the state fair. I don't care. I don't think I've ever been to, I've been to a state fair, but I mean, not the, or I'm sorry, the world's fair, not the state fair. Listen to me. I'm trying to make a point and I'm telling it wrong.
Yeah, I was thinking, man, that is some pretty good, filtering, if they're filtering it down by state and where you get specialized.
Summerfest. No. But
targeting marketing.
But it was an impressive homepage thing today with the whole magnifying glass and what have you. But what we were talking about was Earth Day and your theming for the Earth Day show. So why don't you tell us a little about that from the last music show?
I've gotten to the point where, if I've got a theme and I've got two songs from an artist that fit. And then I just kind of hang on to it, and I'm just like, screw it. I'll just put both of them in. I mean, that's where I was at this time, because I could find something that had the title Earth in it,
yeah.
But then I might not like it, and it might not really have that much to do with it. I mean, so the artist I picked two from was David Rovix, who I played several times before.
Yes.
And I've got this Lee Rosevere, I'm not exactly sure. How to pronounce it. But anyway, I mean, that was a good track I liked, you know, like nice, peaceful little track. But there's nothing about that track that if you just listen to it necessarily says, oh, this is Earth Day. I mean, it could be any sort of ambient track. And I mean, a lot of those ambient tracks have sort of earthy feelings and such. But I mean, I picked it because the name of the song was Earth Mover, not because it, you know, listening into it made me think of the sea or clouds or something like that. So there were a couple interesting situations with, I guess, licensing and just sort of the existence of some of this music. And there's notes in the show notes, you know, currently as we speak, the one that's at the top of the list, but it won't be by the time people listen to this. I guess, I don't know, maybe, has this ever happened to you, Tom, the thing that happened with the Earth Crisis song, where it had been taken off of Jamendo, and as far as I could tell, you know, there wasn't like a, it wasn't downloadable off Free Music Archive or anything like that. There were some torrents, but unless it's, you know, a torrent site that I had been, you know, like Clearbits or... did they become legal torrents, or did legal torrents become clear bits? I can't remember.
I want to think that there isn't it legit torrents, not legal torrents anymore.
I think it's clear bits.
Oops.
Yeah,
whoa.
Clear bits.
Sorry, for you didn't hear it, but everybody else will hear. All of a sudden, AC/DC started playing.
Sweet.
I found the link to the thing that to the channel that I was looking for, and. I clicked on it, and I forgot that it opens up to a streaming radio station, so I clicked on it. So and AC/DC played for about 2 seconds. Anyway,
was it like the beginning of...
yeah, it was right at the beginning.
Black at least?
No, it was... Because
that's got a pretty sweet intro.
Nope, it wasn't that one. It was, and it's hard to actually determine between any of them, because they all pretty much... kind of start the same, but it was
that one's different.
Well, it's a little bit different, but they're very similar in their songs. But I can't think of it. It was just I almost want to turn it back on for a second just to see.
Yeah,
it was.
You should do that.
I will. Let's see what happens. I'm turning it on for a brief second. What do you do for money, honey?
Oh.
Okay. Sorry.
And off that album, right?
That is off of Back in Black, yes.
Yeah.
It's like one of the only ones that I have aside from whatever the hell that one is, where Angus Young has the horns on the cover, and they're all just kind of standing there, and he's like making a little snarl with little mini horns on his head. It's like the other popular one.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But anyway, continue. You were saying, I did want to ask you about that note that you had, because it was a very thorough explanation, but there were a couple things that I didn't understand. Like you said, they removed things from Jamendo and Ubuntu Satanic. Now,
yeah, so this came off the Ubuntu Satanic, and I played some stuff off of there before. They, with their releases, I think three times released sort of metal compilations,
and that's a distro, right?
Yeah, so it's an Ubuntu remix.
Okay.
And the first one was called Music for the Damned, and that came out in 2008, and I've been listening to it since then. And unfortunately, a bunch of the stuff off of that is No Derivatives. Not all of it. Like I said, I've played some stuff off of it, but
right.
I guess nearly half of it is. And then they came out in 2010, I believe. Yeah, with the Distro of the Beast, which was always the name, sort of the tagline of Ubuntu Satanic, was sort of the Distro of the Beast. Right. But this time they named their sort of album that as well. And both of them that I've mentioned have Severed Fifth tracks on them, who I've played before. Mm-hmm. And I think I may have played Else and Serio before as well. I can't remember. They're certainly probably going to be coming up if they haven't. But anyway, they've still got a link on there. It's ubuntusatanic.org/music.php if anybody just wants to go check out all these tracks. But, you know, who knows how long I downloaded this.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got the link to Jamendo on there. And then if you click on that, it just says the requested album is not available.
Hmm.
And so I looked and tried to find it. And they've still got the track up on MySpace, and they've got a live version up on YouTube. But if you go to their MySpace page, which I believe is what I linked to,
yeah, you did,
has their website. It says RIP in it, which presumably means that their band no longer exists. And
are you sure they're just not really going for the whole satanic, born
maybe,
you know, live again thing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, it's kind of interesting. Well, their last login on MySpace was 10/17/2009. So, seems like they probably have not been a band. They might have done like that guy Death did and killed themselves. Do you know about this guy?
No.
So I believe the band was Mayhem.
Okay.
yeah, I think this is right. So Mayhem is a Norwegian black bear, or what? Well, I think they still exist. Wikipedia certainly thinks they do. Yeah, years active 1984 to 1993, and then they took some time off 1995 to present. And so, I think this guy's name was Death.
Of course it was. His parents were like, "Oh, let's name him Death."
No, Dead. Dead was actually his name.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah. so they're Norwegian, but then they filled their filled the vocals with this guy, his Swedish vocalist, and his name is was Dead. And so there's a documentary about this, or there's a couple different black metal documentaries. But anyway, he also was in Morbid, this guy Dead.
Yeah.
And Roadrunner Records ranked him number 48 out of 50, the greatest metal frontmen of all time. But anyway,
on their label or like all over the place?
No, I think ever. That's what it says. Okay. Anyway,
because they do have King Diamond on their label.
Yeah,
they did. I don't know if they do anymore, but.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know what King Diamond. Where he falls. He's probably above number 48, though.
Probably.
Because that's, you know...
I mean, for theatrics alone, you got to give it to him for that. You know, I mean, there's frontmen in the sense of charisma, but there's also, I mean, you know, your Alice Coopers, your King Diamonds, your David Bowies. I mean, those are theatrical things that you go to see, you know?
Yeah.
So I would give him credit for that.
Well, this guy was a theatrical thing we're seeing. So... He would not eat to, like, form ulcers in his stomach so that he would, like, feel the pain when he was singing. Like, he really wanted to bring that across. So he would, like, try to, like, actually physically be in pain during the shows. And he would bury his clothing in the ground so it would actually smell of death. I don't know how if he buried it 6 feet. That's a lot of digging just for a show. But,
well, 6 feet is the amount that you're supposed to put a grave in the ground, so...
I know. I don't know how... I mean, it seems like he's pretty intense, but even so, I would think, maybe... Yeah, okay. So I just knew that, but actually they've got it here on Wikipedia. It says, before the shows, Dead used to bury his clothes into the ground so that they could start to rot and get that grave scent. He was a corpse on stage. Once he even asked us to bury him in the ground, he wanted his skin to become pale. So I guess like at the beach when you like, you know, put sand on somebody and their head pokes out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I would see. I'm glad that you specified that you got that from Wikipedia, because I was going to ask you if you read that in their Teen Beat article.
It was in their 17 article. Actually.
I really like to get into it for my fans.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's really like that. That was my girl voice.
It says that he once they found a dead crow and he collected and stored it in a dead bag, and he often carried it around with him and would smell the bird before performing in order to sing with the stench of death in his nostrils.
Are they sure that he wasn't just kind of, you know, challenged, maybe?
I don't know.
I mean, like, in what other background or career where they can go, and he used to carry this bird with him and smell it? Like, what if you were at work? That's exactly my point. It's like, what other format would you be able, like, if you were sitting at work and you'd be like, I don't know, this guy, he keeps opening his office desk and he's got this dead bird in there that he smells like every 10 minutes, you know, and you'd be weirded out. Whereas with a black metal band, it's just like they're telling this story like, oh yeah, and he did all kinds of stuff, he was really into it, you know. Anywhere else it's like serial killer.
Well, I mean, the Norwegian scene, I mean, they, like, burn down churches, people get stabbed, and, I mean, it's intense.
Well, they are.
I mean, I'm sure there are people that are nice, and they don't, you know, they put on their little, you know, sweater and play croquet after their black metal shows. I'm sure those guys exist, but, Norway is just known for, like, kind of being kind of a scary place. I mean, there's people that, like, that, you know, they, like, legitimately think they're vampires, or at least act like vampires, you know, like,
right,
that's all sort of the same thing.
Anyway,
back to this guy and his death. I don't remember why I got onto this. What were you talking? Oh, you were talking about them being like really into metal and the RIP thing.
Right.
Well, so.
Which apparently I was right.
Well, I don't know. This is a different band.
I see.
Yeah, no, this is Mayhem, who is like, they've been around since 84, and they're not Creative Commons, and this Venisection.de guys, I don't, you know, I just know about them because of the, because they're Creative Commons, and they've only been on MySpace member since 2007, so they were a little late to the game on that. But anyway, he shot himself in the head.
Oh, good Lord.
And he also cut his wrist and left a suicide note, and, the suicide note, I don't know if this is all it said. That was at one point the rumor being around, but I think this is not actually true. But yeah, okay, so it says it ended with, excuse all the blood. That was the end of the suicide note. But what happened, I think what made this sort of like a legend, is because they took a picture of it. And the picture was actually used for like a bootleg album.
Come on. And, really?
No, you can look this up. What was the name of that? That's what should be our show note, or like show.
No. I'm not putting a picture of his dead body on our No. I find it ridiculous that they even did it for an album cover, but I mean, I suppose, you know, stick with your craft or whatever, but still.
I think they probably like gave it to some fans that wanted it, but it wasn't strictly speaking a album cover, mm-hmm. is my understanding. It was a bootleg of sorts, probably one that was not. So I'm gonna send this to you in Skype, and you can either click on it or not. Yeah.
It's his one of those things where I'm wondering, do I want to click on that?
Hanging out of his head.
Oh, good Lord. So
just pretend that it's a zombie movie. And
it's on Photo Bucket?
Yeah.
God.
Not of the faint of heart.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Did you click on
that
it?
That was a lovely... No, no, I didn't. I'm afraid to. I don't want to see it. There's some things you can't unsee. I mean, you know, the whole goatsy phenomenon. anyway.
Okay, well, these guys are not Creative Commons, so...
Right.
We should probably bling it back. So we don't know. Venisection, I hope you guys are nice playing croquet guys and have fun, you know, drinking martinis at the beach or whatever it is you like to do. And they're not actually dead.
Yeah, they're nowhere to be found on, like, even if you just search for the band name on Jamendo, they're not on there.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know.
I wonder, you said that their MySpace says that it's down.
Well, it just says RIP.
Right, but the songs are still there. Well, because I'm wondering if maybe someone just misunderstood the whole, like, you know, one of those misunderstandings of Jamendo and thinking, like, oh, this is a place to store all my music, where that's not what it is. So I'm wondering if they uploaded it and weren't supposed to. Because very rarely does stuff get taken off of a site unless reason to.
Yeah, but the thing is that... Ubuntu... Satanic. I don't know if maybe they just didn't check up on it.
Right.
I mean, I guess it's not that big of a, you know.
Well, because doing such a thing like putting it on a site would draw attention to the fact, like, hey, this says that this is over here, you know.
Yeah, but you'd think that they would, if they found the link to it from them, that they would talk to them and take the link down or something.
I don't know.
But,
do you think that means that they're Ubuntu users? Satanic Ubuntu users? I love, by the way, I have to say, I was on the Ubuntu Satanic site when you were talking about it, and all the screenshots are just basically different wallpapers.
That's basically what it is, and it comes with, like, Compass themes, and it has a different GNOME theme, or Metacity theme, I guess, technically.
Yeah.
Which I don't really like their theme, but they have the Compass Sky Domes, and it comes with the music. So, and it has a different boot screen, you know, like it has a different GDM theme, but it also has, you know, like Upstart or whatever it is, you know, when it's booting up.
I remember now what I wanted to say before when you said it's called the Distro of the Beast, you said it was?
Yeah.
That reminded me of my favorite punk rock album title of all time. I don't remember what the band was, but it was when I was in, like, maybe middle school or, you know, freshman in high school or something. But there was a album called 668, The Neighbor of the Beast. I thought that was the greatest album title. And
there's an album that's like 667, I think, or something. It's like 667, and it's like an Iron Maiden tribute album, I think.
Hmm. Iron Maiden's still around. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I had no clue, and then all of a sudden now they're like out touring again and playing again, and it's like, really? It's weird. It's funny, too, because they looked like old guys when they started, so they still look exactly the same because they were not a very pretty band. So seeing them now, it's just like, wow, there you are. Sorry, that had nothing to do with anything. I just thought of it. But, yeah. So that's, then the other song that you had put on there, it had another situation. So it was just, everything you had was, like, riddled with, like, problems that you wanted to post. I know, not everything. But there was another note, too, of, like, there was an Earth Day inspired, album on, Free Music Archive, but that turned out to be not Deriv. The one that's in public domain by the Lee Rosevere that you were talking about.
And that one, it's on an album that's No Derivatives, but the video for it is under public domain. So it's probably just one of those things where, you know, they just wanted to release the whole album as one license. And so that's what they did. I guess if it's public domain, you can relicense it or whatever the hell you want to.
Very true.
It's still going to be public domain, you know?
Your variation of it is, even if built off of public domain, you're able to monetize it. I mean, that's what Disney is.
Right.
By the way, speaking of I don't know what triggered this thought, but a few sentences back, you said something that made me think. Did you see on CC Mixer the new mix playlist thing that they have that's going on there?
No.
Yeah, there's a campaign by John Lessing. That's
you
called
mean Lawrence.
I'm sorry. I always say John Lessing. I don't know why I do that. It doesn't even. I don't. Maybe I want to say John Larroquette because he's a lawyer. because John Larroquette played the lawyer with the gray hair in Night Court. I don't know. But anyway, yes, Lawrence Lessing, right?
Yes.
Okay. God, I gotta remember that seriously. He started a campaign called Root Striker, which is basically a open government, transparent government sort of thing, talking about, like, you know what, we're trying to, the new campaigns are coming up and people are trying to get funding for those campaigns, and it's like, fix the government first and stop trying to, you know, get money for your campaigns. Like, why not take that time that you're putting into getting the money for the campaigns and put it into, you know, fixing the government? And it's this whole campaign, and what they did is it's basically just like it's kind of like a Creative Commons version of the news for this sort of grassroots movement, or and it's based off of the idea or a line from Henry David Thoreau about one of the lines being a root striker, like lots of people. I forget the line exactly, and I don't have it pulled up right now, but it is something about like. Lots of people are trying to bend the branches and only one person is trying to strike at the root, or something along those lines. And I'm totally misquoting it here, so I apologize to everyone for that. But and the campaign that's starting over on CC Mixter is the same sort of thing, where it's creating poems, haikus, music, or whatever that is for this campaign, and usable, remixable for whatever things that they're putting together for it and for everything. And I just saw that today right before, or right after I, you know, had breakfast or something like that. It was on one of my feeds that he's doing that, and CC Mixter's getting involved with things like that. So
yeah, and you can see some of the presentations from Lessig on lessig.blipptv.com.
I like it. He has a PowerPoint presentation that he did the slide for, and it basically follows his entire words. Like, he reads, of course, you're reading off cards when you do it. It's one of those things, like, I was expecting, like, every other slideshow presentation you get, they have one word up there, and then they talk about that word for, like, 10 minutes before they go on to the next slide. So
that's what you're supposed to do.
I know, but for when you post it online, they always post the slideshow with the audio. So you're sitting there at your computer, and you can't see him walking around or doing things or looking at you. And online, what he has is, as he's talking, like, it's going along with him. The person doing it, like, each of his key phrases and key points that he's doing is, like, going boom right there with him talking. And I was like, this is fascinating. It was great. It was like watching some sort of animated movie of some sort. And I thought that was really cool. So I don't know why I'm getting so up in arms about, like, a Flashpoint or a PowerPoint presentation. Just because they're so boring and I don't get them. But anyway, sorry. That's me. That was a nice little rant there. I like that. I went off on PowerPoint. I love going off on PowerPoint. seriously, it's like the most boring of all tools. I understand it's a necessary evil, but ugh. Anyway, so there's that presentation that he's got in there. I'm still trying to Root Strikers. Is it rootstrikers.org? Did you find the page before me?
No, I clicked on the CC Mixer thing.
Yeah,
and so, then I saw the Lessig thing, and then I just sort of... The deadline for remixes is April 30th, so we missed it.
Oh. Well, why did I just hear about it today? Well, the site itself is at rootstrikers.org, and you know what? I bet you they're not going to balk at people trying to still do music and stuff for it, because you can add stories and all that.
Right, but I think that they were trying to do something, you know, specific for, like, the unveiling of the site and
Hey,
stuff.
There's no fight in the power, Doug.
There's no
stop and fight in the power. That's what I meant to say. What I said before, that made no sense. But what I'm saying now, I seriously said there's no fight in the power, didn't I?
yeah, but whatever.
All right, yeah. So anyway, that site that I was talking about, though, aside from CC Mixter's campaign, which you can at least go there and listen to the stuff that people did, it's rootstrikers.org. So that's,
yeah, and you can actually browse through the stuff on CC Mixter's right. as well. But you're saying all of them are on the Root Strikers as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, at least that's where the campaign started. I mean, that's the whole... That's the.
But, I mean, are the remixes there as well? Or
do they have... Not that I can see from first glance on the homepage. And and the line that I messed up was, there are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. That was the quote. Just because I totally missaid it before, so I wanted to make sure I said it right. So people didn't, you know, tell me I was a moron. They still will, but at least not for that now. excuse me.
So let's move. I'm just gonna briefly mention the one before, because we had the interview last week.
Yeah.
That I also did the CC Hits show the week before, where I just pulled some stuff.
Oh right. Yeah.
And the only thing I necessarily want to say about that is that. The reason that I pick things not in the top 15 is because the stuff on the top 15 is on the homepage.
Yeah.
And I figure those are getting enough exposure, you know, at least within the, you know, the CC community. So I was kind of like, you know, maybe one of these days I'll put those on there, but.
No, I get where you're going. You're fighting with the fighting for the underdog. I got that.
Yeah, basically. So, but anyway, that's about all I had to say about that. There was one change of subject. I guess like maybe it was the Rope River one.
Yeah.
But there was one of the songs that you played this week that I was like, oh, that could be an Earth Day song. And looking at the title, that's the only one that I can think of. But I did listen to them, so maybe it was a different. So do you want to talk about either of the picks from either of your weeks?
Yes, I want to talk about one in particular. Okay, first of all, I've played the Rope Rivers Blues Band, and what I do is I let the one that you were just mentioning, what I do is I let that play in the back, I play in the background, and there'll be some that'll pop up, or I'll be like, oh, that's great, and I'll go look to see and post it. I've played them before, and I apparently like them because they pop up in my. In my shuffling through Free Music Archives, and this is the second time I played them. It's a different song, but yeah, they haven't played before. Reggie Reagan is apparently from that album that I played, which was a song called "Such a Type." He's apparently a new wave artist from the '80s, from Canada. So as you'll see, his CC license is Attribution Share Alike Canada. So apparently he just released his stuff from the 80s, the albums that he had, and just put them on Creative Commons in Canada or something. And one of the affiliates on Free Music Archive, posted it up, and that's where that is. I enjoyed that. And I was going to say too, like, if it wasn't from the 80s, I was going to say bravo in recreating an 80s sound, or at least a new wave sound. So that was pretty cool. But the one I really, really want to talk about is the one that I had to put last because I don't know if anybody would listen through the entire thing. But on WFMU, one of the shows has a little girl who makes mixtapes or makes her own music and records it. I don't know now if this is an existing little girl or if this was a little girl... back
or if she grew died up in the plane crash
no
section died.
No, if she's a little girl now or if it's a girl that grew up and was like, oh, me and my friend used to make these tapes of songs that we wrote, because it's all, I mean, we're talking like drums on pots and pans and things like that.
So I clicked on the link to Prissy the Hen that says recorded January 1st, 1986 to January 1st, 1988.
Okay. See, I didn't even go that far because I was listening to the album and it cracked me up. I loved it. I'm at work listening to this thing and I'm just laughing so hard. And the picture that's actually on her homepage, is awesome. So she's trying to sing like a metal singer. But it's a little girl, and she sings like this when she sings, and she's actually...
You sounded exactly like Cookie Monster when you did that.
Well, that's the way she sings, but with a little girl voice doing that, and it's awesome. And the funny thing is like some of the things she says are just brilliant. It's There's and some of the you know, some of the song titles. I put Prissy the Hen was the first one I listened to, and I thought it was awesome. And then I listened to the rest of the album.
Concrete Nipples.
Concrete Nipples was a good one. Carpet Burns on My Butt, a duet with Tanya and Martin. Squaw Hootenanny, Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mama, Edit.
Yeah.
That one's pretty good. I'm just sitting there listening to it, and it's awesome. And she's just like trying to be like, they're trying to be like this metal band, and I don't know, it was too cool, so I had to put that on there, and I wanted to talk about it. So
You did a not to cut in on you, but you did actually a theme show last week, and other than like
the holidays,
have you done a theme show before?
Theme show in the sense that sometimes I will, like I've pointed out to you before, I'll do a keyword.
Yeah, well, every single one of your tracks was surf, and single one of them was BYNCSA.
That was a happy accident right there. But I was looking for surf stuff. For some reason, I don't remember what the reason was for doing surf stuff, but
because it was like 30 degrees here, and you maybe wanted surfing instead.
Maybe, I don't know. All I know is that was I sought out surf music. Maybe I wanted to see if there was any Creative Commons surfing music. I don't know, but I was specifically going for surf, and I don't know if something that from the songs you posted inspired it. I doubt it. But I can't even remember back that far, but yes, that was, I did actually theme it for that one.
So I'm surprised that it was called in the question whether there was surf music that was CC or not, because the Free Music Archive has surf listed as a genre,
right? And that's what I discovered, and that's when I started putting the surf music. I think I went there and I saw that, and I was like, oh, well, I should post it. You know, but that's exactly what I did, is I went to the surf music section.
That brings up, so since we're talking about, you know, searching on FMA, mm-hmm. I found the other day that there's an instrumental search. So before you could you would click like classical, but some of that classical stuff might have vocals in it or whatnot.
Yeah.
But there's a metadata tag that says instrumental now. And I don't think that was there before. And also there are links to being able to buy people's albums. Have you seen this?
Oh yeah. No, that's an option when you upload your albums. There's an option to put a buy it link.
I hadn't seen that until recently. Maybe I was just, maybe like it was getting blocked by NoScript or something like that. I don't know.
Possibly. But the other thing too is that, and this is unfortunate, with the design of the site, they look grayed out. You know, they look like they're buttons that don't work because they're like light gray.
Hmm.
Or at least from the ones I've seen, unless they've changed it since then. I'm not on the page right now, those have always been there. It's the little gray button with the dollar sign on it, you're saying, right?
Well, this was like go to another site to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to find one to...
Yeah, I know. That's the thing, is you have to look for it if you're going to do it.
Yeah, but I had never seen it before. Maybe it's because I don't go to... are they on the album pages?
Usually,
maybe I just go to like artist pages and then to like song pages and stuff. I don't know, but it doesn't really matter. I just saw that for the first time and I thought it was cool. So apparently, I'm just kind of poking around here. There's 44 tracks on FMA that list themselves as surf.
Mm-hmm.
I bet some of that stuff. Well, maybe not. Never mind. I was going to say, I bet some of the Juanito stuff is surf. I've played them a few times, but I don't think it is. It's just sort of, I don't know, sort of, it's kind of all over the place. It's kind of pop, ska, 60s, garage, Latin. I don't know. It's hard to kind of classify, except like generically pop. I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, speaking of that, too, there's a link in the show notes that you had put there that talking about Free Music Archive, that they had their 2-year anniversary.
That is very true.
Which, you know what that means? That means that I started listening to this site very shortly, or started looking at this site very shortly after they launched, and I was not aware of that. I thought it had been around at least for a while before that. And because there was a lot of music on it then. So, you know, because I was a fan of the WFMU for years, and always got one of my favorite ringtones off of the WFMU website.
Huh.
Which was, they found a recording of David Lee Roth singing Runnin' with the Devil, and it was just the vocal track. So it was him in the studio, one take, doing Runnin' with the Devil, and you could hear the music in the headphones in the ISO booth that he was in, and it was it's really weird to listen to him sing it without the... he sounds like a crazy person. Because all of the wows and, you know, the weird David Lee Roth, you know, things that he does, and it was just super funny. So in the beginning, when he does that big old scream at the beginning of Running with the Devil, his David Lee Roth scream, that was my ringtone for, like, a year, because it was awesome. So,
nice.
Anyway, I digress. So I was a fan of WFMU, and then obviously I probably heard about the Free Music Archives off of that, and then started, you know, listening to music there. And I thought it had been around way longer. And also, I hadn't put two and two together for the longest time when I started going to this site and not knowing that they were, you know, created by the same people and organization, etc.
So one of the Juanito's albums is tagged as Surf on Jamendo. It's tagged as Reggae, Rock and Roll, Soul, Surf, Exotica. But looking at the, I don't know, maybe Do the Cobra is the surf song. I'm not real sure which one.
It doesn't sound like a surf song.
What?
Do the Cobra.
Yeah, well, it's psychedelic party, but it's kind of like skakadelic party. I don't know.
Skakadelic?
Well, kind of, but it's not, they have the K, like, out, like, I guess, Psy-K-delic. I'm not really sure. It's a pretty good track. And then there's Glitter Bomb, Super Exotic 60s Beat, Mariachi's 2000, Do the Cobra, Latin Fever, Hola Hola Bossa Nova, Supernatural, Spanish Reggae, Frankenstein in Shanghai, and Stereophonic Motor Club.
Right.
So none of those to jump out is like hitting the beach songs to me, really. I'll have to do a little more listening to that album. I mean, I already have it downloaded. But, yeah, I'm looking. Apparently, there's this a Jax Country band that I downloaded that they're a metal band, but they're also tagged as Surf. So I'll have to figure out which of their songs is Surf, or if they're just surf metal. Yeah, there's another. I'm just going through the Jamendo Surf tag. And they've got Juanitos on there, another album. So
right.
They think they're surf, whether or not anyone else does. Well, that's a decent question. I've never noticed a place to, like, tag stuff on Jamendo. Are all of those tags, like, band-generated? Or is there a way to just make your, like, user-generated tags?
You can create them as the band. I guess I've never tried to tag anybody on there. And on Jamendo, you're saying, not on Music Archive.
Yeah, on Jamendo.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But you can generate them as the band. They ask you when you're uploading the stuff what you want it to be tagged as. But as far as doing it as a user, I would think that you could, it being a more of an open environment that it is, you know?
Yeah, you can, like, friend people and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
So I wanted to ask you about this link that you have at lreeves.org.
Okay, yeah.
What's that all about? The abstract net labels, Creative Commons, and derivatives.
So did you read the little...
paragraph? Just pulled it up now. I was just looking at it, and I was perusing it while you were going to explain it to me.
So, I mean, basically, they talk about Creative Commons and, like, talk about how derivatives are awesome and such, but then it doesn't look like this stuff is really licensed under Creative Commons. Yeah, it says, try to remember, all kinds of art producers have always used and built upon other artists' work to create new things, and no works of art could have come into existence without the principle of freely building on the work of predecessors. It's time to break with the old concept of property. It doesn't make any sense when you are freely distributing your work to anyone. Net labels and artists should stop denying the opportunity and power they have to change the actual modus operandi of the industry and start the act more in this sense.
So
free derivatives now, unleash the freedom.
So are they are they asking for a different, like, is Creative Commons the only thing that we should use, or is there something else? First of all, how dare they? I hate this. Biggest pet peeve, white print on a black web page. I am going blind right now. I mean, seriously, I hate that. Sorry. As a web designer, that drives me batty.
I like dark text and white. I mean, that's like a quality terminal session right there.
Oh, man. Because I was reading it, and then I moved my eyes away, and now I've got like weird little prints stuck in the shadows of my eyes every time I blink.
It's better than looking at a white page. So you just have this like searing.
Well, I don't know if we're adapted to that, and that's why that doesn't bug me, but I'm sitting there trying to read it, and now I can't see anything than that when I blink my eyes. Anyway, are they asking, is there a better type of Creative Commons from this, or are they saying, like, why do we offer non-derivative? It should all be derivative.
I don't know. I mean,
it goes kind of both ways on that. Like, maybe they don't get that there is a no derivative version of it.
No. That they definitely don't want that. I mean, it sounds like they just don't want copyright at all. But what's interesting is that, to me, is that the name of it, of the little, it's not an article, the little post is abstract. Net labels, Creative Commons, and derivatives.
Yeah.
Then they specifically in the second sentence say the use of Creative Commons licenses grew fast, and today many net labels and artists choose it to release their works. But what's the real deal with those licenses?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, is that's what made me think it. After reading that particular line, I was just like, are they saying there should be something else? Because then the rest of the article is like, are they for it? Are they against it? But then at the end, it's like, free derivatives now, unleash the freedom. And it's like, that's not really what I'm getting from the article in the beginning.
No, I think what they're saying is that it's just sort of it's like wearing a button, you know? It's like, ooh, look at me, I'm Creative Commons.
Kind of like when you used to have the PMRC sticker on your album, like everybody would be like, first they were all against it, and then when it came out, everybody would be like, oh, we got to try and get that sticker on our album or else we're going to be lame.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, really? Oh, be older. I love that. During the trials that they had for putting a label on albums that they released, if there was suggestive or offensive material, and you get that that said parental guidance or parental,
right.
That was the people that led that was the PMRC. That was the name of Tipper Gore's whole group. I forget what it was called. It was like Parents and Mothers for, I don't know, rock and copyright. I don't know. But I was trying to think if I could come up with something funny, but the only C word I could think of was the bad C word.
There are lots of words that start with C, Tom.
I know, but I'm saying that's the only one I could think of that off the top of my head when I was trying to explain the name.
Cat, Cardinal.
Oh, sure. Any, hindsight's 20/20, mister. But
maybe we could ask listeners to give us their best PMRC, not acronym, but what the initials should stand for.
Yes.
What do you call that when it's the thing that I know what, you know, an initialism is, and I know what a acronym is, but the acronym stands for something. What do you call the thing that the acronym stands for? Like, what is the National Aeronautic and Space Association, or whatever NASA is? Is that what it is? Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
You know, so there's the FMA, but what is the Free Music Archive to the FMA? I don't have any idea.
I don't either, because I don't know if I'm fully following you.
It's not exactly a backronym.
Uh-huh.
Is it? I mean, because we're just wanting to make things up. I mean, a backronym is when you, like, legitimately...
A facronym.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying in the...
I like how I said it in slow motion. Yeah. No! Yeah.
Well, I'm saying, like, the real name. Like, if you've got a set of initials, what is the verb to turn it into a real name? You know what am I making any
How does
sense?
It become a real boy?
Yeah.
What is the concept of doing it is what you're saying?
That's what it is. Pinocchioization is what we're talking about.
Right. Now, kind of like how sex is sex, but procreation creates a life.
Yes, exactly like that. Okay, it doesn't matter. I think people understand what I'm talking about when I say, give us your best version of what that could stand for.
And I have one other thing I'd like to ask for, too, aside from your best what PMRC could stand for or your best variation of the PMRC words that make the PMRC. We recently have been talking a lot about Audio Tool, and you and I have our own group, and we started a Audio Tool group on Identica, you know, just for shits and giggles. And I want, you know, been friended by a few people, not a lot, and we haven't done anything on there ourselves either, really. You did more than I have, or at least more that you've released than I have. And then since then, I have stuff on there that I haven't released, and then I just keep forgetting to do it. But what I would like to ask is our theme. I'd like people to make a variation of our theme, or to make a new theme, or, you know, just intro. Like, use Audio Tool to come up with a nice little 15-second song or beat or thing or whatever, and send it to us, or post it to our Identica group or whatever.
SoundCloud.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There you go. Drop it in our SoundCloud badge on our site.
And yeah, we've been a really terrible job of, like, promoting the different things.
Yes.
I mean,
we'll
on
put
the
them
show.
There, and it's like, oh, great. And then it's like we forget all about it ourselves even.
Well, I don't forget about it. It's sort of
that's
like...
That's true.
I mean, I don't want to spend, you know, all this time. I mean, I know, like, Linux Outlaws does this. You know, they talk about their IRC. But their show is, like, 2 hours long. I mean, unless we want to start doing a two-hour show... Which I don't.
Well, and plus it's not live. They do theirs live. We haven't figured out the best way to do it live yet, you know.
But I mean, I don't think that necessarily matters. I mean, if you're gonna help, I mean, the people that are seeing it live definitely know how to, like, find you. I mean, they found it at the appropriate time. They didn't just stumble upon it's very unlikely that they stumbled upon it live.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, stuff just sitting out on the internet, you know, people Googling for
just crouching in the internet corners waiting to jump out at you.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But So my whole thing is, like, make a song on Audio Tool. And if you want to friend us and share it, my channel on Audio Tool is TMRAY. And Doug's is Douglas AWH.
No, it isn't anymore.
You changed
actually.
It. See, there you go. It What'd you do now?
Or at least I don't think it is, unless it's different than my name. You know how, like, you can name yourself something on Blip FM,
right?
But it's not your actual URL. Yeah, no. So that's the way it is here too. So my so it's Burn Studios, audiotool.com, /Douglas AWH. But my actual name, that it shows up there, is I actually made it DJ Dougie Death.
Oh, you did it.
Yeah, I brought that back. So
nice.
Well, I figured now that I'm, like, actually doing, you know, electronic music, that's the appropriate time for
right.
to break out the DJ name. So
So contact us on there, or download it on your computer and send it to us on SoundCloud. We have a badge right on our site. So I want to hear some different variations, and I want to see if we can't come up with a new theme, up with new intro themes.
I think it would be good if people would just remix stuff that's on the show too. I mean,
that'd
that's
be cool.
Sort of,
yeah.
from the beginning, sort of the,
because you can upload music on it, and all of our stuff allows derivatives. So right, any exactly. song that we've put on the show, you can put up there.
We've probably had somebody that's done that, you know, probably not like a regular listener, but somebody just stumbles across the site and they find something they like, mm-hmm. you know, and somebody's probably remixed it. But I haven't heard of anybody doing that. And so that's kind of disappointing that we've been doing this show for 11 months and no one has remixed a single artist that we put up here.
Or at least told us about it.
At least told us about it. Right, exactly. So, so it'd be nice if, I mean, and obviously that's extra, extra promotion for the artist that gets picked by whatever individual decides to do that.
Agreed. So that was my thing. That was my last thing that I wanted to talk about. Was there anything else you wanted to mention before we wrap things up here?
Well, you didn't have a tool of the week this week, did you?
No, I didn't, and I was kind of skirting that too. I saw it on the list, and I couldn't even. Usually, even under pressure, I think of something, but this time I've used up all my good ones. So I'll have to keep searching. But I did not.
Tool of the week this week is procrastination.
There you go. So and I don't recommend it.
Okay. Well, that's not a very good tool.
Yeah. No.
The only other thing, and I just want to toss this in at the end. Just to ask if you found anything from the acts of silence.com net labels. I clicked through a bunch of those, yeah. but I never actually got a chance to do much with them. Mm-hmm. And I wondered if you had found anything good.
No, not yet. I mean, I've clicked on a few of them too. I didn't find anything. And we had mentioned this when we were looking at them before, but being able to tell which ones are Creative Commons and which ones aren't. So I haven't found anything that's Creative Commons. There were a couple that I listened to and it looked like I like, but I did not revisit them. So I can't really remember what they are.
I mean,
it's an overwhelming list. It's a huge list. So it's really hard to, I mean, you know, you can hunker down and go through them. And I, you know, if you're ever looking for something, it's a great list. But, I mean, we spoke earlier about, you know, the amount of podcasts and other such things and net labels and things that we listen to that, I mean, I should go through and broaden it, but sometimes it's just like, oh, I've already got
this
so much.
This is funny.
You know?
So they've got Bad Panda Records on here.
Right.
But their list is being from Japan.
Really?
That's what it says.
We know that's not true.
Yeah,
is it because pandas in it?
But pandas are from China, not Japan.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's possible there is some sort of Bad Panda Records in Japan, but
maybe.
They're definitely linking to the Bad Panda Records from Italy.
Right, yeah.
So I don't know what that's about. They have, I don't know if I saw this before, but Beardology Records, music powered by beards. Definitely checking that out.
That makes no sense.
Well, I mean, it's probably like
they're putting a bunch of cords just coming out of some guy's face.
Yeah, but you know how like
it's lighting up and
like old school Unix guys, they have beards.
Yeah, they do.
I bet that's what this is referring to. Mm. Like it's just some dudes like making music and they like Unix.
Maybe.
I'm gonna find out. We'll talk about that next week.
Okay. It sounds good. All right. Well. I guess that'll do it for today. So thanks for listening to another Music Manumit podcast at musicmanumit.com. Dun, 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 dun.